Het is zondagmorgen, een bijzondere dag, want het is een rustdag voor iedereen. En dat betekent dat je stil kunt staan bij dingen die er werkelijk te doen. En daarover gaat het in deze uitzending, zoals in elke uitzending van Hour of Power. Inmiddels bekeken door 250.000 Nederlanders en daar zijn we erg blij mee. Vanmorgen hebben we in Hour of Power een jong filmtalent. Een kinderboek, beroemd kinderboek, is verfilmd en zij speelt daar de hoofdrol in. En in Hour of Power Nederland een romantisch verhaal. Man zoekt vrouw, vrouw zoekt man. Dat gebeurt tegenwoordig via het internet. En dat een tekst van dominee Schulle daar het instrument in is, dat ga je horen in Hour of Power Nederland. Wij gaan naar de Crystal Cathedral.
From the Crystal Cathedral in Garden Grove, California, join Robert Schuller in An Hour of Power, now celebrating our 35th year as the face and voice of positive Christianity to the world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Crystal Cathedral. It is a beautiful, sunny day in Southern California, and what a great day to be able to come and worship God. We're glad you're here, and we want to give you an opportunity right now to welcome those who are standing around you. Extend a warm welcome and say, God loves you, and so do I. Well, we have a fabulous worship service planned today. My father is going to continue his series of messages on Don't Throw Away Tomorrow from his new book, Living God's Dream for Your Life. He has a wonderful message. You'll enjoy it very much. We have here in the Crystal Cathedral for the very first time one of the finest voices you will hear anywhere in the world. He truly is world-renowned. You may have heard him sing in several different venues and on television. He is the Irish tenor Ronan Tynan, and he will be sharing his God-given gift today. We also have a fabulous music with the Crystal Cathedral Choir and Don Newen as they'll be singing for us. We also have Sean Groobridge at the Hazel Wright organ and Mark Riley with the Hour of Power Orchestra. And so, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that on this day, we will remember that it was the day that you entered into our hearts and our souls and our minds. It was the day you chose to give to us the bounty and the beauty and the wonder of your glory. And so we thank you, Lord, for all you're doing in our lives. Amen. Wow, that is wonderful, wonderful music. Well, our scripture reading this morning comes from Psalm 145. And what this psalm does is it shares with us the many ways and titles and depictions and descriptions of God. So hear these words from Psalm 145. I will exalt you, my God, the King. I will praise your name forever and ever. Every day, I will praise you and exalt your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. His greatness no one can fathom. One generation will commend your works to another. They will tell of your mighty acts. They will speak of the glorious splendor of your majesty, and I will meditate on your wonderful works. They will tell of the power of your awesome works, and I will proclaim your great deeds. They will celebrate your abundant goodness and joyfully sing of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, and rich in love. The Lord is good to all. And now let us listen to the choir as they sing for us these wonderful words. Crown him with many crowns. You may be seated. The world-renowned Irish tenor Ronan Tynan. Ronan was invited by Nancy Reagan to offer the consolation of the funeral of President Ronald Reagan, where an international TV audience of more than 35 million people heard him sing Amazing Grace and Schubert's Ave Maria. If you're a fan of the New York Yankees, you have heard him sing the unforgettable performances of God Bless America. In fact, he has sung it there enough where they actually gave him one of those great big World Series rings. I'm telling you, it is an incredible ring. So, he is here this morning to sing from his new self-titled CD. It's entitled Ronan. And please welcome him now to the Krista Cathedral, Ronan Tynan. I want to tell you about an incredible young girl. Her name is Anna Sophia Robb. She is starring in the new movie Because of Winn-Dixie, a heartwarming family movie with a great message of hope, faith, and love based on the original novel. We have a little video roll in, a clip that we want to show you right now. If you'll draw your attention to the monitor and see this.
From 20th Century Fox.
I know it's hard moving all the time, and that's part of my job.
She was the new kid.
But they already have a teacher.
In a town where even neighbors were strangers.
People and Naomi used to rely on each other.
I think people forgot how to share their joy.
Till the day she made a simple wish.
If it's not too much trouble, I'd like a friend.
Somebody go grab that dog. Don't let him get away.
And everyone started to feel the magic.
Come on, pal.
Wait, that's my dog.
You do not need a dog.
You know how you always tell me that we should help those who are less fortunate? He's less fortunate.
Please welcome the stars of Because of Winn-Dixie, Anna Sophia Robb and her little puppy dog. And it's not Winn-Dixie, it's Lykel. Come on up here. Hello there, Lykel. How are you? Oh, do not jump down there. It will not feel good. No, it won't. So is he a good dog?
He is, yes.
Does he do any tricks?
Mm-hmm. Lyco. Lyco. Sit. Sit.
Oh, good. That's a very good dog. This is your first movie, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What was it like?
It was a wonderful experience. It was great. Working with everyone, and it is very touching story, I think.
Well, tell us about the story.
Well, it's about a little girl and whose name is Opal, and her father, who's called the preacher, and they both have a bit of sadness in their heart because Opal's mother left her, and they moved to a new town, and one day Opal finds the dog at the Winn-Dixie grocery store. And it's about her and the dog walking around the community and making friends and starting relationships.
Oh, what a wonderful story. You know, we are very interested in supporting family movies And we want to encourage you to go and see this young girl in this wonderful movie. She loves Jesus, don't you?
I do. He's always there for you. You can always depend on him. I like that.
And you love people.
I love people. I love meeting people especially.
And you love dogs.
I love dogs. They're my favorite animal.
Well, we just want to say thank you for coming here today, for sharing with us this wonderful movie, and for following God's direction in your life. God loves you, and so do we, honestly.
Thank you.
En dat was een indrukwekkend gezongen Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine, door uiteraard het Crystal Cathedral Choir. En daarvoor Anna Sophia, een aankomend filmsterretje. En ik denk wel als ze zo doorgaat dat ze echt een filmster gaat worden. Nou, films gaan vaak over sprookjes. En het echt maar wat hier nu zit, dat is eigenlijk een sprookjesverhaal. Het begon allemaal op internet, hè, Rianne? Want jij was op een datingsite bezig. Vertel het eens even.
Ja, klopt. Ja, ik was op internet bezig. Het was zaterdagavond en ik was aan het mailen en aan het chatten. En ik had een profiel opgezet. En op dat profiel had ik de spreuk van Schuller gezet. Tough times never last, but tough people do. En op een, nou, een uurtje of zo. Ja, ik was eigenlijk op zoek naar vrienden. Maar er was opeens een man die mailde mij.
Ja, dat was ik.
Even vertellen, want jij zat te kijken op internet en...
Dat klopt.
Dacht op je een vreemde uitspraak?
Nou, ik dacht eigenlijk, laat op deze rustige zaterdagavond ook eens op het internet gaan. En daar zag ik dus Rianne met die uitspraak. Ik dacht van, nou, dat is Schuller. Ik dacht, gauw reageren.
Voordat de man er is.
Nou, dat niet, maar gewoon... ik werd daar enthousiast door, hè. Dus zodoende. En toen heb ik haar gemaild. We hebben wat op en neer gemaild. En eigenlijk... we hadden allebei hadden we de kerstkrantjes gekregen. En die zijn we toen samen gaan uitdelen. En dat is eigenlijk...
Onze kerstkranten.
De kerstkranten van Hour of Power. Ja, dat was heel leuk.
Dus jullie gingen onze Hour of Power kerstkranten uitdelen?
Dat klopt. En,
arm in arm, zo? Van...
Nou, toen nog niet inderdaad. Maar het was een ontzettend leuke manier om elkaar te leren kennen.
Dat was een van de eerste keren?
Ja, dat was de eerste keer dat we elkaar leerden kennen.
En toen gingen wij kerstkanten van de oude...
Dat klopt, ja.
Ja, die moesten nog uitgedeeld. En ik vond dat mijn plicht om te gaan doen. En dat vonden we allebei, dus dat gingen wij samen doen.
Ik vind het een van de leukste gesprekken die ik ooit gehad heb, hoor.
Dus. Nou, ja.
En toen gaandeweg met de kranten uitdelen, met majoor Boschart voorop en Lee Towers, werden jullie verliefd op elkaar. En voilà, jullie zijn getrouwd.
Ja.
Dat is allemaal mogelijk.
Ja.
Hoe was jullie huwelijk?
Ontzettend leuk. Misschien is het ook heel leuk om kort even ons aanzoek te vertellen. Want het was dus bijna Pasen. En ik dacht van, ja, ik ken Rianne, hè, we kennen elkaar vrij goed. En we wisten het gewoon van elkaar, hè, wij willen samen verder. En toen had ik via zakenrelatie, had ik paaskrantjes laten drukken. Paaskrantjes à la Hour of Power. Dus helemaal, ik had die in een mooi plastic zakje gedaan. En 2 dagen voor Pasen, ongelooflijk, kwamen ze aan. Hè? Ja, het was net een echt krantje, dus Rianne begon dat te lezen. En alle diensten stonden mooi op. En toen deed ze hem open, hè.
Nou, ik had hier zoiets van, wat moeten ze nou met die krantjes nu nog van Hour of Power? Dat kun je toch niet meer uitdelen voor Pasen? Dus ik was al een beetje in de stress, maar toen deed ik het open. Het stond er binnen in de krantje. Lieve Rianne, wil je met me trouwen? Ik denk, oh, er zijn er nog meer die Rianne heten. En toen zag ik op de foto. Dat was ik dus.
Ja, dat was
ik. Heb wel ja gezegd.
Ja.
Duurde even, maar...
Wat leuk, jongens. Wat leuk. Jullie huwelijksfeest werd een sprookje, maar wel een beetje in de stijl van Hour of Power, hè?
Ja, wij hadden de ambtenaar van de burgerlijke stand, hadden een hele fijne mevrouw. Die wilde natuurlijk ook weten hoe wij elkaar leerden kennen. Wij hebben het hele verhaal verteld en zij is sinds die tijd ook naar Hour of Power gaan kijken. En toen we gingen trouwen, vertelde ze tegen iedereen, jullie moeten ook echt naar Hour of Power gaan kijken, hoor. Daar leer je heel veel van.
Ja.
Elke bruiloftsgast heeft een boekje gekregen, 1 minuut voor God. En wij hebben de Bijbel mogen overhandigen aan jullie.
Ja.
Ja. Allemaal bijzondere momenten. Maar Hour of Power heeft jullie bij elkaar gebracht. Maar eigenlijk is dat niet waar. Eigenlijk is het Hour of Power een instrument. De grote baas heeft jullie bij elkaar gebracht. Wat betekent die voor jullie?
God, nou, dat geeft toch een stuk leiding in ons leven. Schuller heeft het ook wel eens ooit gezegd. Het leven valt soms als een puzzelstukje, hè, als een puzzel in elkaar. Hè, en dat... Zo is dat bij ons eigenlijk ook gebeurd. Als je ziet hoe dat gegaan is, dan denk je, ja, dat is geen toeval meer. Hè? Je hebt sommige mensen die geloven in toeval. Maar ik denk, daarom geloof ik eigenlijk dat er meer is. Ja, dat zijn eigenlijk de bewijzen, ja, de cadeautjes worden wel eens ooit gezegd, hè? De cadeautjes van God. Ja. En dat ja. Zo,
het is heel duidelijk plannen, ja. Vind ik, ja. Wij zien heel duidelijk Gods leiding daar ook van.
Ja. John, ben je nog steeds mooi verliefd?
Ja, absoluut.
En jij, Rian?
Ik zeker.
Oh, ja. Ja. Erg leuk dat jullie hier dit wilden vertellen. Wij vinden het natuurlijk ook fijn dat een programma zoiets uitwerkt. En jullie zijn echt niet de enige. Dus, wat doe jij in het dagelijks leven?
Ik geef les op de PABO.
Dus je hebt net zitten kijken naar dat filmsterretje in Spe, ja. Anna Sophia. Leuk, hè, dat kinderen zoveel talenten hebben.
Ja,
dat probeer jij ook mee te geven.
Ja. Ja, ik probeer altijd mee te geven aan mijn studenten van... haal nou het beste uit de kinderen ook. Hè. Zorg ervoor dat ze tot hun recht komen. Ja. Dat ieder kind is er één. Ja.
En John, wat doe jij?
Nou, ik ben werkzoekende, dus... Nou. Als er mensen zijn die zeggen van... nou, die John, die kunnen we gebruiken.
Ja. Oké. Vrienden, heel fijn dat jullie hier waren. Ik heb een cadeautje voor jullie. De 10 geboden als levensregels voor het leven. Van Dominee Schuller, gelovende God die in u gelooft.
Heel mooi.
Ja, ik geef maar je vrouw.
Ja.
Wat dacht je?
Hey. Oké, okay, bedankt.
Fijn, sterkte. Fijn dat jullie hier waren. En ik vind het fantastisch om zulke verhalen te mogen horen. En ook het levensgeluk wat uit één zo'n tekst is voorgekomen. Die toevallig op het internet werd gezet. Tough times never last, but tough people do. Een reden om weer terug te gaan naar de Crystal Cathedral.
What else do you say but wow? You know, it's a, what a voice. God blessed you with an incredible instrument. And you discovered it somehow. How did you discover that instrument?
Well, I was very blessed to have two great little parents. My father was 5'4", and my mother was 5'4½". And I grew up singing with my dad. He was a farmer, but even at 5'4", he was an absolute giant. And of course, I stand in front of you, 6'4", 250 or 60 pounds, but I'm adjustable.
I don't know if too many people understand what you mean by that. I understand. You had a tragic accident as a young man, didn't you?
I was actually born with a congenital problem when I was a child, and then I was big into motorbikes, and at the age of 20, I had both my limbs amputated below the knee. So I wear prosthetics.
What was it like as a child growing up that way?
Well, you know, Robert, the one thing I will say to you is that I had two people who believed and encouraged me in every way possible. And I think the man above looked down on them so much. And I think those two people held the matches which lit the candle of my dreams. And I think the man above looked after everything else, and he's still looking after me. Hey, by the way, you know what? Listen, I know you think I'm a saint, but that's actually just the reflection of the light on my bald patch.
Well, you sing like a saint, and we'd love you. In fact, your CD, this is your first one, right?
This is actually my first one as after a solo. I was with a group for nearly 5 years, the Irish Tenors, and now this is my first solo CD. It's called Ronan, as you can see. And I wrote a song about my mum called Passing Through, which she has Alzheimer's. And, you know, I think God is an amazing, amazing person, because Mam was a very solid woman. You know the way Irish women can be. They're very directed, very focused, and ordered. And I think with Alzheimer's, Mam has returned back to her childlike state. And I think God has given her a first-class ticket to heaven, because he says, suffer little children, come to me.
And that's where she's reverting to, isn't
it? That's right.
Yeah. So here on your CD, you sing a lot of wonderful songs. You have Man of La Mancha, The Light Inside of You. How Great Thou Art, exactly, which we just heard. Do you have Amazing Grace on
here?
I do.
You have Amazing Grace. I do, indeed.
You know, there's a couple things about this man you may not know. Not only is he adjustable, meaning he went from normally 5'2 or 5'4. That's what your parents' height were.
Nearly your height.
I know. I know.
And you're naturally that height.
Well, what can I say?
But I can accommodate anyone's size.
Here's what I think is incredible. He is not only a singer, he's an athlete. 14 world records in the Paralympics, ladies and gentlemen.
You're kidding me.
14. Then in addition to that, he didn't let his handicap hold you back. What did you do? You went to school, right?
I did. I became a doctor, a physician.
An MD.
An MD.
You know, there are people who are listening to us right now who are facing incredible odds. Young men who have just had serious problems. Maybe they've come back from Iraq and they've lost a leg or limbs.
I understand.
And they're thinking it's all over. And I think you're a testimony that it's not over, it's just a beginning, isn't it?
Believe me, it is the beginning. It really is. It's, you know, never lose faith. Never lose faith. When things happen, and a lot of people say, you know, when God closes one door, he opens another. I think we're in a revolving door. It just matters where we're just going to get off at the time and then get back on again. You know, that's what life's about. It's all about, you know, capturing the will that is inside you. When you capture it, it brings the best out of you.
Roman, God
Thanks,
loves
Robert.
You, so do we.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Well, I'm glad he gave up medical practice to become a singer, aren't you? And here is his CD. We have it in the store. It's just called by name, Ronan. Fantastic. He sings The Man of La Mancha, The Light Inside of You, How Great Thou Art. Wow. Carry Me Home, Amazing Grace, Come In From the Rain. It's fabulous. I got one. And now it's my joy to share with you a chapter out of my latest book, Don't Throw Away Tomorrow. My son and I are preaching on this book for several weeks, and today it's my pleasure to share with you from the chapter on contradictions. I have observed in my lifetime as a minister, talking to people who weren't exactly sure if they could commit themselves to a life of faith, especially when they're young, they have a problem dealing with contradictions. They see contradictions in the Christian faith, and they're right. There are. They see some contradictions in your life and in mine, and they're right. There are. I have come to the conclusion, fortunately, living long enough with wise enough people to come to say what I've never said before, and that is life is a full business of dealing with contradictions. In America, we say we're free, but we all have to live under law. We think we're connected, and yet in some of our closest relationships, we feel there can be an alienation. You can be sleeping together and yet feel divided emotionally. Quite interesting. Successful? Something's missing. Social contradictions. It's any wonder, you know, because we live in a world that's giving us contradictory orders all the time, like, take it easy, and then get with it. Or, be serious and relax. And have fun. Be good. Take a chance. Be careful. When are you going to make up your mind? And don't rush into it. Haste makes waste. Strike while the iron is hot. Don't move too fast. The early bird gets the worm. And fools rush in where angels fear to tread. Contradictions. You see them especially in creative activity. In architecture, I could lecture to you for 40 minutes, literally, on the contradictions in great architecture. Make it strong. Make it light. Don't make it heavy. Contradictions in the tactile touch, carpet surrounding concrete. It goes on and on and on. In religion, yes, the Bible is a contradiction. Old Testament, law. New Testament, grace. Jesus is a contradiction. Truly man, truly divine. Wow. Contradiction. How do you deal with all of these contradictions? We have to learn, first of all, to recognize them. And a lot of things that are happening in your life and in my life on an emotional level, especially in relationships with other persons, negative things happen when we don't recognize the contradictions that are at play in this situation. I'll never forget the story of Murray Spangler. I wish I could have met him. I never did. He was a janitor. He had no credentials, didn't go to school. And he didn't mind his job so much, but always there were these people who came and they spread dust around. And he said, I can pick up the papers. I can deal with the empty coffee cups. But this dust in the carpet, how do I get it out? And one day he decided, enough is enough. And he started to quit, but before he got out the door, he realized he wouldn't get another job. He went back and tried to get the dust out of the carpet. I had an idea. He was sweeping it up. What if he could suck it up? Ooh. And he invented a machine, and he sold the idea to Hoover, and they made the first vacuum cleaner. Amazing. One of my favorite men in my lifetime has been Albert Schweitzer, whom I never met in person, but I'm proud to have an autographed copy of his autobiography, and he was in Africa, you know, and he was teaching people who didn't know what letters were, what the alphabet was, that there were things called words and sentences, and he was teaching them to read. And one day, one of his students was approached by Schweitzer, and Schweitzer said to him, you know, can you help me a minute? I'd like you to help carry some of this wood. And the student looked up and said, well, I'd like to, but I'm a dignified person now. I'm an intellectual. I'm a scholar. I'm learning to read. And Schweitzer looked at him and said, congratulations. I always wanted to be an intellectual, but never quite made it. I'll carry the wood. And he carried the wood. Quite a world we live in. Contradictions. How do you handle them? First of all, recognize that you have them. And look at a deeper level at your intimate human behavior more honestly than you've ever dared to look at it before. And you'll find there are contradictions. Recognize them. Don't be a negative reactionary. How do you handle them? Well, find what it is and think bigger, think more beautifully. Rise above the contradiction. I'm reminded of Krzysztof Miloš, the Nobel Prize-winning poet. I think he was from Czechoslovakia. And he lived and suffered under Nazi occupation, World War II. And then the Soviets came and they took over. And he lived under the Soviet occupation. And he had a terrible problem. He was a great poet, but he had a terrible problem. How could there, he was a devout Catholic, and that's where the contradiction comes. How could he believe in a good and a just God when there was so much suffering and horror and tragedy in this world? How could a just and good God have created a world filled even with a possibility of cruelty and torture? And then he was influenced by the famous French wartime philosopher named Simon Weil, who gave him this rationale. He said, you're right. The world is so full of horror and hell and evil that there just must be the opposite force as well of goodness and love and mercy and hope. And with that, it was settled for him. The contradiction now was behind him. He became a believer in the God of love, and he saw the God of love, and how people help hurting people, etc. Years ago, I wrote a line in one of the books, I don't know where, but facing the same issue, I said, there can be no shadows unless there is a sun. When you see evil, there's got to be a God, or you wouldn't see it. You wouldn't know what bad is until you saw goodness. Yes has no meaning without a no. Integrity is always affirmed in a dialectic. That's the philosophical summary. There's a God of love. Be sure of that. So, you face the contradictions. We were toddlers. Learn to walk. That's an end of toddling. The beginning of walking. Adolescence. What makes that a tough time in life is dealing with the contradictions between wanting to be a child but yet wanting to be an adult. It's the contradiction emotionally, internally. High school. You want to be independent, but yet you need your dad and mom, and you need the house. Which way do you go? Emotional contradictions. Every end is a new beginning. And every new beginning is progress. There is nothing in nature where the new beginning is horror. It's always hopeful. And the blossoms fall, and seeds multiply. And so he died on a cross but he lives eternally. Wow. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me shall never die. That's the gospel. That's the good news. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord. We need you. We love you. And we thank you for giving us the ultimate wisdom. How to deal with our conscience. Know how to deal with our contradictions wisely and well. In Christ's love. Amen.
May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord grant you his peace. In your lying down and in your rising up, in your labor and in your leisure, in your laughter and in your tears, until you come to stand before Jesus in that day in which there is no sunset and no dawning. Amen.
Thank you.
een prachtig lied. The Majesty and Glory. De majesteit en de glorie van de schepping. En kijk om je heen en zie hoe prachtig alles gemaakt is. Daar zit een scheppende hand achter. En die schepper zoekt jou en mij. En dat is de boodschap van Hour of Power. Wil je nader met ons kennis maken en heb je dat nog nooit gedaan? Dan nodigen we iedereen van harte uit om naar onze website te gaan. www.hourofpower.nl. Daar is heel veel meer informatie over deze toespraak. Maar ook over Hour of Power en wat we bedoelen en waar we voor staan. Hartelijk bedankt voor het kijken. En wat ons betreft graag tot volgende week bij Hour of Power.